Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laid. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laid, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, and tonight is Girl Talk. It's me and Ms. V. Hold on a second. I'll let Ms. V come in. Oh, boy, technical difficulties. I'm going to have to get me some new equipment. That's it. Tonight's episode is going to be on domestic abuse, and particularly that of the disabled, being that that has to do with us. Just let me let Ms. V in. Give me another second. In the meanwhile, you know, we thought Ms. V brought up this this topic, and she thought it would be good for us to do, which I do agree. And I did some reading, and it's I found out some interesting things. And we also have an expert on board tonight to help us through this, sift through it, find out what we can do if we suspect somebody's being abused, to find out what abuse actually is and how we can get help. So hold on one second. Oh, come on, Ms. V. This is not letting Ms. V in. I don't know why. But before we get started, I wanted to let you guys know, if you're listening online, the number to call in, 347-308-8494. Also, we have, I'm going to give you in the beginning here, the National Abuse, the National Domestic Abuse Hotline, which is 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-7233. And I will be giving that number again at the end of the show, in the middle and at the end of the show. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask my callers to please hang up and try and call back again to see if we can get you in here. All right? Thank you, guys. But in the meantime, if you suspect that someone that you know is being abused, please, you know, try to address it. And like I said, we have an expert here to tell us how to properly address abuse, because we don't want to fly off the handle and get somebody into a worse situation. So we have an expert. Her name is Evelyn, and she has worked with domestic violence and domestic abuse victims, and she's going to help us to know how to recognize, because abuse is not just being hit. You know, it's not just being hit. So, you know, we're going to have her help us to figure this out. So I'm going to try again getting them in. All right, here we go. Ms. V?
Hi.
How you doing?
Happy New Year's, everybody. Hi, how are you?
Good. Are you? I don't have one yet. Hold on. Let me get Evelyn on the line, okay?
Okay.
Evelyn.
Hi.
How are you, darling?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Okay, so ladies, this is a very serious, serious topic today. And I want to start off by asking Evelyn, what is domestic abuse? Pardon me?
You said what is domestic violence?
Yes.
Domestic violence is a pattern of behavior used to establish power and control over another person through fear and intimidation, often including the threat or the use of violence. Mm-hmm. Other terms of domestic violence include intimate partner violence, battering, relationship abuse, spousal abuse, family violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so it goes on and on. There's a lot of many forms of domestic violence.
Right.
A lot of people don't notice the signs. And, you know, we're going to talk about what are signs of domestic violence. Domestic violence takes many forms, including physical abuse, emotional abuse, psychological abuse, economic abuse, and or sexual abuse.
Okay, now when you say emotional abuse, I want to give us a little example of these different types of abuse.
Okay.
When you say...
Let's start with physical abuse. That's slapping, kicking, hitting, shoving, or other physical force. sexual abuse is rape, sexual assault, forced prostitution, or interfering with birth control. Economic abuse is controlling the victim's money, withholding money for basic needs, interfering with the school or job, or damaging the victim's credit. Emotional abuse is shouting, name-calling, humiliation, constant criticism, or harming the victim's relationship with their children. And psychological abuse are threats to harm the victim's families, friends, children, co-workers, or pets, isolation, mind games, manipulation, destruction of victim's property, or stalking.
Now, have you...
I noticed that earlier in the show you gave a phone number.
Yes.
I want to give you another number.
Okay.
It's called Safe Horizons. And what Safe Horizons does for domestic violence victims, Safe Horizons is the largest organization helping victims of domestic violence in the United States.
Okay.
They use a client-centered approach. It offers comprehensive domestic violence services for victims, including domestic violence shelters. It provides over 700 beds throughout New York City, domestic violence counseling, legal representation, housing and employment assistance, and it also helps you with child care.
Oh,
and the number for that hotline is called Safe Horizons, and it's a 1-800 number, so it's 800-621-HOPE.
HOPE? H-O-P-E?
Yes. Right,
okay.
which the numbers come out to be 1-800-621-4673.
Seven three.
It's 1-800-621-HOPE-4673.
Okay. I'm glad that you gave all of these different types of abuse, because I think sometimes people don't realize that they could be in an abusive situation if they're not being hit.
They're not recognizing, even by yelling at someone and telling them, belittling them, you know, that's a form of abuse.
I mean, now, when you say, like, yelling and shouting, naturally, you get into an argument with somebody. You're yelling and you're shouting. You might call each other names. Now, would that be an abuse situation if we're both yelling at each other?
Yeah, because it's emotional abuse. That's considered emotional abuse, especially if you're name-calling and you're humiliating the individual. That's emotional abuse.
Even if you're doing it to each other?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't look at it as abuse. I looked at it as being a mean girl. You know, I used to be so mean to my boyfriends, and I used to fight them, hit them, rip their clothes off, and everything. And why? Because I knew they wasn't going to hit me because I was disabled, so they would threaten me. If you hit me again, but boy, that's when I let them have it. Every time. I feel bad about it now. I'm older, I'm more mature, and I now know, you know.
You recognize it now, right.
Not only that, but these days, you hit them, they're going to hit you back. I don't want nobody hitting on me. But I used to be a fighter. Seriously, I used to fight my guys. I really used to fight them, you know. But now I know better. But, I did do that. I would sit in front of the door and tell them, you better not touch me, like when they want to leave, but they don't want to hit me, so they want to leave. I would sit in front of the door.
And where did that come from? That must have been a cycle, a recurring cycle that you probably seen as a child in your family background and in your household. And as you grew up, you probably thought it was okay to just behave in that manner.
Nope, I was just mean. Nobody else, my mom, my sisters, none of them would do that. It was just me.
Let me ask you a question.
Do you know where that comes from? Because you're angry.
Yeah,
Ms.
I was angry.
And your
were
anger
you spoiled?
Ms.
V, were you spoiled because of your disability? You were spoiled? And used to have your way, were you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Even by somebody saying to me, don't hit me again, because you hit me again, I'm going to hit you back, and then I hit them and you don't hit me, that's like spoiling me, because that's letting me know, oh, I can do it and do it again and again and again, and you're not going to hit me. You're just talking. That's just something you're saying. That's a threat, you know, mm-hmm. a threat that don't really mean nothing. But I did run into the right person, and I got mine, and now I don't hit no more because I don't want to be hit.
What do you mean you got yours?
I was fighting one of my boyfriends once, and he let loose. He just, like, couldn't take it no longer, and he just let loose and popped me in the eye. Never did it again.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was it. That was it.
You know something I found out today? Something I found out today is that the abuse of a disabled person is considered a hate crime.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Wow.
I have
considered
a hate crime because of
the disabilities.
Okay. But see, in that case, that it wasn't like with Ms. V. That wasn't a hate crime. That was retaliation.
Yeah. I didn't even get mad.
Yeah.
I couldn't even get mad at him because I had really put him through it before he just tore down and just popped me
mm-hmm.
in the eye.
I want to say, Tyson, if you're out there listening, because he sent me a message that he has a question, please text me your message. I also have a caller on the line I'm about to let in. Caller number 7329. Your phone number ends in 7329. Please, if you want to talk, let me know. Oh, well, let's see. Can we get you in here, caller? Well, it doesn't seem to be going through. Ladies, please continue talking.
mm-hmm.
Hello.
What about,
I'm here. I'm okay. Listening to her.
Go ahead, Missy.
Oh, okay. I would say also, a lot of times I think a lot of disabled women will take abuse from a man just because they may be afraid that that man might walk out on them. So they take a lot mm-hmm. of crap. Like, they'll take that him coming in all times of night, not letting her know where he's been, or, you know, just always having an attitude with her, you know, and stuff like that.
Well, I'm sure it's probably men who are going through the same thing also.
Disabled, yeah.
There are probably some, you know, disabled men who are also going through the same thing.
Yeah,
and
they do.
I know a few.
I
had a case, I'm sorry to interrupt, where I had a couple come into the emergency room. They were both beat up really bad, and she had stabbed him. And I thought that she was defending herself. But it turns out to be that she was the one that was beating on him. Because he would come home from work and want to play with his PlayStation. She mm-hmm. felt that he wasn't giving her enough attention.
Mm-hmm.
So she decided to attack him. And he was trying to defend himself and fend her off of him. So, I've had situations where a lot of men are also abused and they don't say anything because they feel that because they are the man, you know, people are going to laugh at them and say, oh, yeah, you're getting hit by a girl.
Right.
You know, so
some very disappointing news. I'm sorry. I made a mistake in timing this show. I only said it for 15 minutes. I forgot to set it for 30 minutes. Can we continue this tomorrow? Are you ladies available tomorrow?
Yes, I am.
Sure. Yeah.
We're going to continue this girl talk tomorrow at
6 p.m. Remember, the domestic violence hotline is 1-800-621-HOPE. 1-800-621-HOPE. The last number's falling is 4673.
Thank you so much, lady.
Will be 24-hour services, and it's confidential, and you can be an anonymous caller as well.
Thank you so much. I apologize. Oh, goodness, I can't believe I made this mistake. But we are going to pick up on this tomorrow, okay?
Not a problem.
We're
going to
pick up on this
tomorrow
at 6 p.m. All right,
okay.
Guys, you come back. Caller 7329, call back tomorrow. Anybody else who's out there listening, call back tomorrow, 6 p.m. We're going to continue with this. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night,
everybody.
Good night. Good night, Renita. Take care.
Bye. Bye.